All right, Chairdresser, we are good to go.
All right. It is 9:30 on April 1st, 2022. Good morning, all, and I will call this meeting, special meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board to order. Lorena, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Colomay?
Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mr. Peters? Mr. Peters?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Saperstein?
Here.
And Chair Dressler?
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. The first item of business in this meeting is a report on the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency. Lorena, would you please read the item into the record?
Reconsider the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency. One, reconsider the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency. Two, consider whether state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Three, find that the legislative body has reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency and that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Four, consider how future hearing board meetings are to be conducted. And five, direct staff to continue to notice staff and hold hearings as remote hearings consistent with government code section 54953E3.
All right, and Mr. Lee, are you going to give us the staff report on this?
Yes, I can. The local public health officer has still implemented its recommendation to social distance, to apply social distancing measures. And this includes meetings to the public meetings. And so the prerequisite of having the public health officer recommend social distancing applies here, and therefore remote meetings can't take place given the fact that COVID is still present and there are increased cases still existing in different parts of the world, including China and Europe. The requirements to have remote distance meetings is permitted.
Right. Are there any questions from any of the board members? Okay, no questions. I'm going to open public comment period. Lorena, do we have any requests to speak from the public?
Chair Dressler, we did not receive any public comments.
All right. I will close the public comment period.
Mr.
Chair.
Is there
any further discussion? Yes.
Well, Frank Peters here. I appreciate this item being on our agenda. I thought beyond the scope of just what the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency might be, that we would dip our toe into the issue of assuming that we are going to have in-person meetings and the fact that we all reside in a very large county. Some of us having to travel on the order of well over 100 miles round trip to attend in person, and the fact that the county has greenhouse gas emission goals. Our travel would very likely, go against those greenhouse gas emission goals, that we would discuss or propose some alternative to meeting in person. For example, let me prime the pump. Last night I was thinking I can say less than two blocks from the county building, so it's no hardship for me to attend in person at the county offices. But when I have to travel to Santa Maria, that's a 140-mile round trip for me. So I would be looking to find some way. Perhaps we could, like the supervisors, are meeting at their convenience in whatever location. Perhaps the hearing board could adopt a similar approach. That's my comment.
All right, I'd like to have a little input from you, Paul, about the scope of what we can actually discuss based on what's on the agenda. And if we can't discuss this particular subject, then what I would like Lorena to do is forward the request to have this discussion to staff so that we can be prepared to get a full staff report on our options. Mr. Lee?
Chair, you are correct in that in raising this issue, since this item that Mr. Peters has raised is not part of the agenda is outside the scope of the consideration of COVID-19, I recommend that this matter be discussed in a future meeting.
Excuse me, this is Caitlin McNally from the district. So the last hearing board meeting, this was brought up and asked to be agendized so that it could be discussed. And I believe this would fall under item B4, consider how future hearing board meetings are to be conducted. But I want to double check that with Lorena.
Yes, I was about to speak up myself. I spoke with Maria, and that was the verbiage that she recommended we added to this agenda in order to speak on what future hearing board meetings could look like.
I stand corrected then. And
all right. So, Caitlin, do you have a staff report on what our options are?
I do not have a staff report. However, I think that what I was hearing from Mr. Peters is a desire to have similar options as the Board of Supervisors have. And I think that we can definitely, if the hearing board would like to have both the North County Board of Supervisors hearing room and the South County Board of Supervisors hearing room available for either location to be attended, that would be possible. I believe during the last meeting, Maria brought up that any location, once the state of special circumstances go away to allow remote participation, we would fall under the Brown Act requirements, and any location that a hearing board member attends from would need to be publicly noticed and identified. So there, while that is possible, there may be concerns from hearing board members about putting your home location or office location that you're attending from out there for the public to see and come and attend from, but that's up to the hearing board to discuss and decide if that's what you want to do for single hearing board members to attend remotely still. But I think that the option to have both North County and South County attendance may be a nice compromise for that.
Caitlin, this is Lee, but that will increase costs, right? Because then you have to have both locations manned and open, which then drives potentially impacts financially.
So I believe what it would do is we'd need to have a district staff member at each location. And yes, that would add to our time spent on this. However, I did want to point out that it is an option and we could, you know, bring that back internally if that's what you'd like to ask for, and then bring it back at a future meeting to let you know if there are any concerns from the district's point of view to have that additional staff member.
But if we have an additional staff member staffing, for lack of a better word, the facility, that means you're not doing other work that you're being paid to do for the air board.
Yes. We haven't talked about this detail internally, but one option is to have a member that would already be attending the meeting, such as the supervisor, attend from an alternate location so that they could be that staff member manning the location. And that would not change the staff time that we normally invest in these meetings.
Chair Dressler and Frank Peters, there's also a cost of the actual telecommunications staff that would be dedicated to operating an online meeting, I believe. I've been in, going back a few years now, 5 years, I spent some time in the communications facility at the county building, getting to know one of the characters in there, and but not his boss. So when I subtly inquired what would it cost to record our meetings, his boss decided not to respond to me, but to respond to the control officer instead with some number that he felt was sufficiently high to discourage any further consideration of the matter. But anyway, there is a potential cost to televising, I guess, is the point there. Maybe we don't need all of that facility to actually televise or go through a similar or equivalent process. I don't know. But that's something to consider potentially.
This is Steve Colmey. Would we need to modify our bylaws if we were to implement this change?
I do not believe so, but we will check the PNP. It does mention both the North County or South County locations and does not, I do not believe it specifically states that it, that the hearing board only occurs in one location. Lorraine, I don't know if you have any more to add on that.
Yes, I just quickly looked at the bylaws.
Lorraine, you cut out.
Thank you. I don't know what happened. But the bylaws do say that we can have the hearing board meetings either in the administration building in Santa Barbara or the Bedarabia Government Center in Santa Maria. It doesn't state that for a certain month we have to be in a certain location.
Chair Dressler, Frank Peters again. I spent a number of years in the past decade or more as a bicycle advocate, and I learned maybe one or two things as such. And I would perhaps suggest that our language we might use is this would be a trial basis. When you're trying to put a bike lane in, it usually means you're taking away access of a traffic lane to motorists, and that usually evokes a negative reaction. But camouflaging it, or whatever, a better choice of words will occur to me later, as a temporary trial project often gave transportation staff members cover such that we could try. Anyway, we might propose what we're talking about as a trial. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Lee again. You know, echoing what Mr. Peters was saying, but I think there's also an important understanding for those of people who live in the North County, there is a tremendous amount of sensitivity on South County does not like to come up to North County for other activities. I'm not saying our board, but in general. There's tremendous sensitivities in the North County that the South County does not, when it requires additional work and effort, that South County quite often does not like to engage as much in the North County. And I think by not having meetings in the North County, that would just feed into that sensitivity that you hear out in the community.
Could we poll Chair Dressler amongst the hearing board members? How many of us would attend, would prefer to attend a North County meeting if we were compelled to. So, Mr. Cox, I can imagine you would.
I have no problem going to either location.
Yeah, Dr. Colomé, what would be your geographic preference?
My preference would be the Santa Barbara downtown location. But this question of costs, rather than making a decision today, my preference would be to ask the staff to evaluate the costs and whether administratively there's a preference at the APCD for this. I don't see a harm in splitting it and having, assuming that the cost isn't great, because the other cost is the cost of time and travel and air pollution, as you mentioned, of greenhouse gas emissions among the board members. So to minimize all of those costs would require just a slight analysis.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that the will of the board is to have a more in-depth discussion and have an agenda item that actually perhaps outlines some options or outlines a staff recommendation. And then we can settle this with a vote the next time that we meet. Is there any objection on the board to doing it in that way and handling this with a vote at the next meeting?
Hey, this is Lee. I don't object to that, but I just like to make sure we all remember that we're not on this board to make it easy for us. We are on the board to make it that we're serving the public, and that's all the public in the county. And it's important for members to be able to see and actually interact face to face, if they wish, with all board members. And so that's one of those things that's a very sensitive in the North County.
I understand your concern there, Mr. Cox. And quite frankly, I could do this either way. I have no problem driving to the North County and back. We very seldom meet as an entire hearing board. There are very seldom issues before us, maybe a couple times a year. So that drive is not material in my view for me. I could also do it the other way, where the North County board members were in the Santa Maria office and the South County board members were in the Board of Supervisors room in the South County. I could do it that way too. So I'm not invested in either way on this. I appreciate your sensitivity, Mr. Cox, in my 30 some odd years in air pollution working in three different counties. Those sensitivities existed both or in Ventura County, in San Luis Obispo County, and in Santa Barbara County. And I'm very familiar with that, with those North-South County issues. I do think, though, that it would help us to have a more focused discussion, to have the staff prepare a list of options to be agendized on our next meeting.
I just had one question about to clarify the options. I didn't hear a lot of discussion today about the option that I mentioned about attending remotely from your home or office, personal office, and publicly identifying that location for people to attend. So I wanted to see if there is interest in exploring that as an option, or if we should leave that option off because there is no interest from the hearing board.
Actually, as chair, I think I'd take the prerogative here to put that as an option and explain exactly what the requirements would be, and then we can have that discussion. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Is there further discussion?
I agree with you, Chair Dressler, on that. I agree with you, Chair Dressler, on that.
All right. Then is there further discussion on this? Hearing none, do I have a motion for on the item that we heard today to continue at least until our next meeting, remotely like this for our next meeting, and that we have made all the findings necessary to continue to do so.
Chair Dressler, I move that at our next meeting, we prepare to discuss our options. Well, no,
excuse me, Mr. Peters, what we need to do is I need a motion to continue what we're doing now to at least to the next meeting.
All right. So moved.
And do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Lorena, please call the roll.
Dr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Dressler?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Right now, I'm going to open the public comment period for any item that's not on the agenda.
Chair Dressler, we did not receive any public comments.
Then I will close the public comment period. Okay, if that's all the items on the agenda. I have a question here. It says here that we are going to adjourn until May 4th, but don't we have to meet before then?
Yes, Chair Dressler, if you look right underneath that, if the hearing board elects to continue meeting remotely, a special meeting will have to be scheduled on or prior to April 30th. That falls within the requirements for AB 361 that this item be reconsidered within 30 days. Our next regularly scheduled hearing board meeting falls just outside of the 30 days. So this would have to be reconsidered one more time before the next regularly scheduled meeting.
All right, then I will adjourn.
Chair Dressler, may I insert that it just occurs to me that these every 30-day meetings represent some cost to the district. And if we were to move to meeting in person, but in dual locations, that would offset perhaps not some of the expense incurred.
Point taken, we can discuss that at the next meeting. For now, I'm going to adjourn this meeting to some date before April 30th to be determined by the clerk and the board chair. That ends our business for the day.
Thank you all.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you. Lorena, go ahead and send me an email and we can work on a date.